some sweetest friends. This shir should be a schus for Idid Nafshi, Rav Daniel Zweig Baum Shlita, he and his whole family, and for my very dear friend, Rav Avram Yitzchak Ben Ezra Jasmin, and for Dori Binyamin Ben Yerubal Tzvi, Baruch HaVatzalach, B'chamad Zayidayim, it is in the Torah, and Perek Tisva Zayin, Pasuk Lamedalit, Parsech Remois, V'haysa L'vzos L'chem L'chukas Ola M'chaper Al B'nei Yisrael, talking about the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. This is going to be M'chaper on the Jewish people for all the generations, Mikol Chatosam, Achas B'shana, one time a year, V'yaz Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe. And Aaron did as God had commanded Moshe. Rashi says from the Torah Kohanim, and Vayas Kasher Tziva Hashem, Kishehigia Yom HaKippurim Osa Keseder Hazeh, Ulehodia Shvacho Shel Aharon, Shelohoya Lovshan L'gdulason, L'gdulaso, Ela Kimekayim Gzeras HaMelech. So, when Yom Kippur came around, Aaron did this Seder, and this is to tell the praise of Aaron, that he only wore the Big Day Kohen Gadol, Kimekayim Gzeras HaMelech, as one who is fulfilling the command, the decree of the king, and he did not wear the Big Day Kehuna for his own gedula, for his own greatness. In the previous psukim, it had also been talking about the Big Day Kehuna, v'lavash is Big Day Habad, Big Day HaKodesh, v'chibras Mikdash HaKodesh, v'sa'omoy, v'sa'mizbech, etc. And then the pasuk concludes Perek Lamed Daled, "V'hayis zos lachem l'chukas olam." As we read, that Aaron didn't wear the Big Day Kahuna for his own gedula, but rather kimekayim gzeiras hamelech. So lachor, we have to understand the ikar difference between Big Day Kohen Gadol and Big Day Kohen Hediot is between the 8 begadim of the Kohen Gadol and the 4 begadim of the Kohen Hediot. We know that a Kohen Gadol wears 8 begadim and a Kohen Hediot wears 4 begadim. But on Yom Kippur, for the avodos of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol only wears 4 begadim. So lachor, if there was room to say that Aaron should wear the begadim l'gdulaso, then he should be wearing the 8 begadim that are miyuchad for the Kohen Gadol machmas gdulaso. So here it's about the 8 begadim, it doesn't say anything about a shevach of Aaron. Rather, in the begadim of Yom Kippur, which are the Arab begadim, so what's the shevach, what's the beautiful praise of Aaron HaKohen that he wore the 4 begadim for not the gedula so kemekayim gzeiras hamelech? What's the gedula of the 4 begadim? The 4 begadim are regular Big Day Hediot. So the Dibeer Hagoyin Hagadol Rav David Yitzchak Mann and the Tinyana of the Dibeer, the second volume on Vayikra, explains beautifully as follows. It says in Yuma Daf Yirches Amir Aleph Chulin Kuf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis from a Brisa and the Rambam Perakei Melchus Kli Mikdash that the din of Gadleu Mishal Achiv Mishal Echov, that the din that you have to make the Kohen Gadol greater from his brothers is Mechayev, that if he doesn't have money, all the Kohanim have to give him their money until he becomes rich, richer than all of them. Achi Yashir Yoisir Me Asher Shebekulin, says the Rambam. He has to be richer than even the richest coin. So we see that this din is klape the Kohanim, that they're chayiv, and therefore they have to make sure that he's richer. And this can be explained based on the Rambam there. In Klei Mikdash 4:12, that the Kohen Gadol is Rosh L'Kolak Ohanim. Rosh means that he's separate from them, he's above them, and they're beneath him, and therefore it's Mischaiv from this that the Kohanim have to make him great. He has to be Rosh L'Kula Me'al Kula. The Rambam writes a special Kamash Malan in Perikei Halacha Beis that it's not Ma'akev, it's just L'Mitzvah. Because you would think that since the cheftz of a Kohen Gadol is that he's a Rosh L'Kol HaKohanim, it's Ma'akev. And if he's not, then he's not truly a Kohen Gadol. So come on the Rambam that it's not true. The Rambam writes, the Misrabim, you come up on Misrab, that if he becomes Kohen Gadol, even if they don't make him richer, they don't make him greater, he's still the Kohen Gadol. It's not Ma'akev that he's richer than they are, but it's L'mitzvah. Gadleu Mishel Achiv. So that's the one din of a Kohen Gadol. Gadleu Mishel Achiv. However, there's another din in a Kohen Gadol. And that's the Rambam writes in the fifth parak in Halacha Dalet. V'chayev Kohen Gadol linhoi kovod ba'atzmoi v'lo yokel atzmoi mishar ha'am. That a Kohen Gadol has to be noi kovod ba'atzmo, and he shouldn't make light of himself with other people. They shouldn't see him naked, shouldn't see him in the bathroom, shouldn't see him in the bathhouse, shouldn't see him taking a haircut. As it says, it says that he's greater than his brothers, they have to be noi geduli yaseira. So it's mashmed, it's a din atzmi klape atzmo, since he's a gadol. It's not like a melech, and the Rambam writes, these dinim, the gabe melech, the Rambam says, klape ha'am, not klape ha'melech. You're not allowed to see him, asur liros also. You're not allowed to see him, Arum. Talking to the Am, don't see him, Arum. Here it talks about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has to be noy covered be'atzmoy. That they shouldn't see him, Arum. They shouldn't see him in the base of Kisei. They shouldn't see him in the base of Merchatz. I said, Chiluk ma'oti kan bein, Kohen Gadol lebein melech. Melech tzarich linhok kavod la'atzmo, zedin atzmi. V'ilu Kohen Gadol zedin klape ha'am, shehin tzichim lechabed oto. משום שבמלך הוא דין של אימתו עליך שישנו על העם, שהעם צריך להרגיש אימה כלפי המלך. ועד רבה כתב הרמב״ם בהלכה ואף, כשם שחלק לו הכבוד הגדול וחייב הכל בכבודו, כך ציווה להיות ליבו בקרבו שפל. שכולם חייבים לכבד אותו, אבל הכהן גדול, הכהן הגדול בעצמו, המלך בעצמו, סליחה, צריך להיות שפל בעיני עצמו, כי זה דין בעם. העם צריך לרומם את הכהן, את המלך. אבל בכהן גדול יש דין עצמי שהוא צריך להרגיש, לנהוג כבוד בעצמו. אז זה הבדל, הרמב״ם מדייק בלשונו, ולגבי המלך הוא לא כתב את הדין כלפי המלך עצמו. והוא שונה מכהן גדול, שהרמב״ם תולה את הדבר בו עצמו, שעצם שמו ככהן גדול מחייב אותו לנהוג כבוד בעצמו. ומאותו טעם מבואר היטב מה שכתב הרמב״ם בהלכה ה', שכל העם וכולי עומדים לפניו ומשתחווים ארצה ואפילו נביא, אבל כהן גדול אינו בא לפני המלך אלא אם רצה, ואינו עומד לפניו אלא המלך עומד לפני הכהן הגדול, שנאמר ולפני אלעזר הכהן יעמוד ושאל לו. אז כולם עומדים בפני המלך, משתחווים, אפילו נביא, אבל כהן גדול לא בא לפני המלך, אלא אם כן רצה, ואינו עומד לפניו, אלא המלך עומד לפני הכהן הגדול. פה רואים את העדיפות של הכהן הגדול על פני המלך, ולפני אלעזר הכהן יעמוד. זאת אומרת, המלך צריך לעמוד לפני אלעזר הכהן, הכהן הגדול הוא עדיף על פני המלך. וקשה. נכון, הרמב"ם מביא פסוק, אבל איך זה מתאים עם הדין המבואר במשנה, במסכת הוריות, בדף י"ג, שמלך קודם לכהן גדול וחשוב ממנו. אז איך נתאם בין שני המקורות? מצד אחד אנחנו רואים שכהן הגדול חשוב יותר ממלך, מצד שני רואים שמלך קודם לכהן גדול, כמו שמבואר במשנה, וצריך להציל אותו קודם. אבל לפי הצעות שלנו אנחנו מבינים היטב שלגבי אחרים אכן המלך הכי חשוב, הוא החשוב ביותר. אבל ביחס שבין המלך לבין הכהן הגדול, כיוון שיש הלכה מיוחדת וחיוב על הכהן הגדול לנהוג גדולה בעצמו, אין לו, אסור לו להיות תחת אחר ולהשתחוות לו. הוא גם לא בא לפני המלך, אלא אם כן רצה. שאם יהיה חייב לבוא, וגם אם לא רצה, הרי זה נגד דינו לנהוג גדולה בעצמו. רק אם רצה למחול הרשות בידו, כמו שהרמב"ם כותב שם בהלכה ג', זה הדין שלו, והוא בעל הבית על זה, כמו תלמיד חכם שיכול למחול על כבודו, אבל לא מכילה. הרי דינו לנהוג גדולה בעצמו. אז באופן עקרוני, אם אנחנו נשווה כלפינו בין מלך לכהן גדול, צריך קודם לכבד את המלך, המלך חשוב ממנו. אבל ביחס בין הכהן הגדול לבין המלך, בינם לבין עצמם, הכהן הגדול חשוב יותר. למה? כי הוא יש לו דין עצמי לנהוג כבוד בעצמו, וזה גובר על החשיבות של המלך. וזה מובן מה שהקשה בשירי קורבן בירושלמי בסנהדרין בפרק ב' הלכה א', ובספר יד דוד בסנהדרין דף י"ח עמוד ב', על מה שמבואר בסנהדרין י"ח עמוד ב' ובירושלמי, שאין מושיבים מלך בסנהדרין, כיוון דמישום לא תענה על רב, אי אפשר לחלוק על דבר רב. אם נושיב מלך בסנהדרין, אי אפשר יהיה לחלוק עליו. כתוב לא תענה על ריב, על רב, מי שגדול, אסור לחלוק על המלך, אז לא, אין להושיב אותו בסנהדרין, כדי שלנו צריך לחלוק עליו. ואם זה אם הוא ידבר ראשון, ואם הוא ידבר אחרון, זה גם נגד כבודו שידבר אחרון. אם ככה, קשה, כשהוא האחרונים הנזכרים ליל השירי קורבן בספר יד דוד, מה זה שונה מכהן גדול שמבואר שמושבים אותו בסנהדרין, וגם עליו אי אפשר לחלוק. הרי המלך לא מושבים אותו בסנהדרין כי אפשר לחלוק עליו, גם על כהן גדול אי אפשר לחלוק, אבל בסנהדרין מותר להושיב אותו. וכן אי אפשר שיאמר דבריו האחרון, הרמב"ם הרי כותב, נוהגים כמו גדולה יתרה. So how are we going to understand the stira? On one hand, it says that a melech is not allowed to sit in the Sanhedrin because nobody can argue with him, because he's so chashuv. But the same should apply to Kohen Gadol. Nobody's allowed to argue with him. Everyone has to be noeg chashivus. He can't speak last. So why is he allowed to sit in the Sanhedrin? So based on what we said, we understand very beautifully that this din of noegim bo gedula is his din. It's not a din for us. And therefore, we don't have an iser to say our opinion before the Amir of the Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol has special chashivos, that's very beautiful, but that's, he has to be noig ba'atzma, but not that we're noig bo chashivos, like a melech. And therefore we can express our opinion before the Kohen Gadol, ma'shein kein melech. It's our din, ha-din shelanu lechabet ha-melech. ולכן יש איסור על שאר חברי הסנהדרין לומר את דעתם לפני אמירתו של המלך. Now מצד הדין that we learned, גדליהו משל אחיו, that is a din of Kohanim. So that's only a din כלפי אחיו. That's כלפי his brothers. They have to be מגדל him, but not כלפי כלל ישראל. And therefore, if he's in the Sanhedrin, who are not his brothers, the people in the Sanhedrin are not necessarily Kohanim. And even if they are in the Sanhedrin, they're not in the Sanhedrin else, they're Kohuna. So that has nothing to do with Gadlei Mishal Echav. So you can put him on the Sanhedrin. So the Melech you can't put because we have a din that we have to give him special kavod. But we don't have that same din by Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol's brothers have to be mechabed him. They have to be mechabed him, but not us. So you can put him on the Sanhedrin, you can argue with him. So according to this, it would appear that it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Nafkuf Yadal Ramad Aleph, that Mani Mechubdas Mechabdusa. That clothing is mechabed a person. Parshat Tzitzavet says in the Big Day Kohuna, they're lekavod l'seferis. They're for honor and for glory. So it comes out according to this, that the Big Day Kohen Gadol are klape midas ha-mechabdusa. He has this din, shetzichim lechabed oto. Kach kavach ochmato yitbarach. V'im kein, shmona begadim shel Kohen Gadol, b'nigud le'arbat ha-begadim shel Kohen Ediot, ikaram shel ha-begadim, hu lehavdil v'lekboa b'begadav et ha-mechabduta shelo, את הנכבדות שלו ביחס אל שאר הכהנים, שהרי הוא ראש עליהם, כמו שלמדנו קודם, that he is the din of rosh, he is a special chashivus, וכל זה בשמונה בגדים של כל השנה. אבל בדלת בגדי לבן, בארבעת בגדי לבן של יום הכיפורים, עיקרה, מה עיקרה, מה יסודם של אותם בגדים? לבטא את הכבוד כלפי עצמו של הכהן הגדול, שזה דין בו, שהרי אין באותם בגדים יותר כבוד כלפי בגדי שאר הכהנים. שנאמר, יש מחלוקת לגבי אבנית, אבל בעיקרון זה אותם בגדים, אותם בגדי ארבעת בגדי כהונה, כמו שיש לכהן הדיוט. אז למה, מה פה החשיבות? אין פה חשיבות כלפי שאר רחב הכהנים, כי הם גם לובשים ארבעת הבגדים. לא, המכבדוסו, הכבוד פה, הנכבדות, זה כלפי עצמו. בעבודתו ביום הכיפורים, אלו הם בגדיו, ונמצא שבגדי כהן גדול ביום הכיפורים. אכן חלק מחיובו של הכהן הגדול אינו כבוד בעצמו הם. וכיוון שמחיובו של הכהן הגדול הוא, בוודאי שעל דעת כן לבש אותם אהרון הכהן. זה הדין. הדין הוא שזה מחיוב הכהן גדול לנהוג כבוד בעצמו וללבוש את אותם הבגדים, ודאי זו הייתה דעת אהרון. So Rashi is מדייק, יש כאן שבחוי של אהרון שלא היה לובשן לגדולסו אלא כמקיים זרס המלך. In other words, he didn't wear them since he considered himself to have special gadlus, and that's why he has to wear them, because he said, I'm such a chashuv mensch, I have to wear these great clothing. No, he wore them kimakayim gzeiras hamelech, that it's a mitzvah and a chiyuv for the of the king of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should wear them for his chashivas, and that is a great shevach for Aaron, because you're right, we can find that a kohen can wear his begadim to be mekayim his chiyuv. But if the whole din of wearing them is l'gdulas, in other words, here it's not just that the other kohanim are megadol him, or he has a special din to wear the begadim for other reasons. No, here he has a din to wear the begadim l'gdulasa. So if you have a din to wear it l'gdulasa, and then you're still not thinking about your gedula, that's a special shevach, that's a praise. Why? Because that's the din. That's the din is yoreinget l'gadlusa. So Aaron's kavana wasn't for himself. Aaron's kavana was HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be great, not that I want myself to be great. So you might think that, oh, he's yoreinget l'gadlusa so he can feel gedula. You say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be great, I'm great. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be great, and that's where it ends. It has nothing to do with me. No ego involved. Zero ego. And therefore it has nothing to do with the other Ches Begadim. The other Ches Begadim are Klapei, the other Kohanim. The other Kohanim, he has to show that he's the Rosh. So Memela, he wears the 8, and they only wear the 4. Beautiful. That's only Klapei, the other Kohanim, and therefore he's not going to feel such a Chashivus, because it's not Klapei Chashivus so Atzmis. It's only Klapei others. So there, there's less of a reason. There's also a reason to feel chashivus, but less of a reason to feel chashivus, because there it's not about his gadlus atzmis. That's just klapei the other kohanim. It's just kovei his mama that he has to be considered rosh, but it's really nothing to do with him be'etzem. It's just he has to be considered the most important kohen. But here it's different. Here it's klapei his personal chashivus. Here he's wearing the same begadim as the other kohen. It's not about being greater than the kohanim. But Rashi says it's for his own personal gedula, like we saw, that a kohen gadol has a din of his own personal chashivas. Not only the way the am is mityachest and relates to him, as we found by the melech. And with this we can understand the Karas Kohanim, which is a makor of Rashi, after the drash of Yaska Asher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, that he's not wearing the begadim l'gedulaso ala kamakayim zeres ha-melech. We also darsh she'af Aaron shemeh mipi Moshe k'shemeh mipi HaKodesh. Aaron hears from Moshe like he hears from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah's Kohanim is Messiah v'chein ha'kasev v'shabcho b'kabbalah. It says in the Navi in Malachi perek bet halacha papasukein uvav briti haita ito v'chulei v'torat emet haita b'fiyu v'avla lo nemsa b'sfatav v'shalom b'mishor halach iti v'rabim heshiv me'avon. Says that I had this covenant with him, Torah's emes was in his mouth, there was no injustice in his lips, he went with peace, he went straight, he returned many people, he prevented many people from doing aveiros. So what is the makor of these two drashas? In other words, we learn from the same pasuk, Vayask Hashem Tziva Hashem es Moshe, that he did what Hashem said, that he only wore it l'kayim gzeiras hamelech. And then from that very same pasuk, we also learn that Aaron hears from Moshe like he hears from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you get the same drasha, two completely different drashas from the same pasuk? And then it says, and the Navi is Meshabechim, the Kabbalah were Meshabechim, the pasuk of Malachi. It's Mashman, it's going on both Shvachim. How do you get both shvachim, that it's like he's hearing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that it's like he's only wearing the kavod for his for Mekayim Gzeiras HaMelech, not for himself? How does that learn from the pasuk? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that the Jerusha that Aaron is only wearing the begadim l'gdula, so it's not just to tell you the great humility of Aaron. He definitely had humility. But rather, that since mitzvah Hashem was that he should wear it l'gdula, so Aaron was meshubet kol kach ulegam l'dvar Hashem to the point that he didn't have any machshav about himself. And therefore it's pashut that he wore him for the mitzvah of levisha l'gdula, so, and not because of the gdula itself. In other words, it's not about my ego, it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting to make me chashev, so mamela, I'm going to wear these begadim. But it has nothing to do with me. And this mitzias that Aaron had comes the second Joshua of the Torah's Kohanim to explain, comes because Aaron was Shomea Moshe k'Shomea mi Pi HaKodesh. V'yas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, as God commanded Moshe. So hearing from Moshe was like hearing from God. So he did it like the tzivui of Hashem to Moshe, who heard mi Pi HaKodesh. So Mimela, how do you hear from a Kodesh and do from yourself? In other words, there's an extra power there that you're hearing directly from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's really the same Yalfusa. What's the Yalfusa here? That it's all about God and I'm out of the picture. And you learn two things from that. Number one, when I'm wearing the Begadim, I'm wearing them completely because of Mekayim Gzeiros HaMelech. Why am I wearing them completely Mekayim Gzeiros HaMelech? Because it's like I heard it from the Melech himself. And therefore it has nothing to do with me. So those are the two drashas, and they really shtim beautifully. And then we have the pasuk, mivim et pasuk b'malachi, hakatuv mishabcho b'kabbala, briti haita ito achayim v'ashalom, shapirushu, shebriti, ze ha-Torah shenikret brit, haita ito ba'ofen shel achayim v'ashalom, b'shleimut gemura, shebain makom l'shum machshava u'pniya acheret, ve'al yedei ze haita brit ito l'chayim, sheharei yesh sakana gdola ad me'od l'kayim mitzvah zo, shetzicha machshava shel l'shem gadlut, ובכל זאת לא לחשוב על גדלותו של עצמו. ואדם קרוב מאוד לקשר לבית חס ושלום את החיים, או את שלמות החיים, אבל אצל אהרון, הייתה בריתי איתו באופן של מקבל מן הקודש. ולכן הייתה זו ברית של חיים ושלום. So Aaron did it in a way of shalom, of shlemus, of life, even though it's very dangerous that he's going to be thinking about himself. And then it says, "B'shalom of Mishar Halach Imadi." He went with me straight. He was mekayim the mitzvah with shleimus, without any additions. That was b'mishar, was straight. There was no pagam, there was no avla, there was no injustice. It was all just because of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we see from here the b'chayin is a complete submission, subordinance to the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the command of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even something here where it's about this person's chashivas, Aaron was able to overcome that and think only about the will of Hashem. And we taka should be zocha to reach that mandrake as well. Tov lanu kol hayamim. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.